Blog Talk Radio.
Nah, my nigga, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. This is real nigga celebration. This is a Don Black declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla wafers. This the remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the gray pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. Know he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platform to explain it. He frustrated so he get faded. Like deep down inside he know you can't fail. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparation. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. And some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies 3-on-1, got DP, but I ain't dropped. Turf on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they blurped on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage, playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm, mama playing spades, catching vapors. Grandma said I'd get some Jordan for my grades. That's my baby, when she died, my heart broke 100 ways. Spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lost shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setback for major comeback, that's my favorite. My nigga L said you do a song with Nip. K-Dot, he a better grip. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. Without flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4, y'all living, giving to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands with bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Am. I'm at the premiere, politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, clock watching the way we move. Dedication.
If it ain't congratulating, it look like hate. If it ain't congratulating, it look like what
Nip said.
Hold up. This ain't entertainment. It's four niggas on a slave ship. These songs just the spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore to their amazement. I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lock us behind gates but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense, nigga. That's why I dove off the deep end, nigga, without a life jacket. Couple meals for the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back, so it's no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be damned if I slave for some white crackers. I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Topping out the 85 and Reebok classics. Read a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have it. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. Some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Ah! Ah!
Peace, peace, peace. Peace to Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of New Knowledge Radio, the place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Alive. We are here on our Black Solidarity Saturday, and we got the man, the myth, the legend. Our future is in the building. Michael Harris Jordan is on the line. So this is the Michael Harris Jordan show today, not the Michael B. Jordan, Michael Harris Jordan. So Michael H. Jordan is in the building. The phone number to call it, family, 929-477-1893. 1-7-5-5. Again, 929-477-1-7-5-5. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. Come from honor and privilege at this time to introduce some, present to others this amazing young warrior here to share his story on Do the Knowledge Radio. Before he go be prom king tonight, later on, my brother, like no other, Mr. Michael Harris Jordan is in the building. Mike, what's going on, brother?
Good morning.
Oh, yeah, I forgot this man early over there. So he's like, yeah, I just got up, you know what I'm saying? Then I got to talk on the radio. Then I got to go take over the world and put my prom, you know, fit on in here. You know, put the crown, leave room for the crown to go on my head and all that. You know what I'm saying? You excited? You happy?
Yeah.
You dusting your shoulders off already? You dusting them haters off already? That's what I'm talking about. So, take a moment, or, you know, however long you like to introduce yourself to the family, man. Let us know who you are, you know, why you're here.
Okay. My name is Michael Harris Jordan, and I'm committed to UC Davis to study Mediterranean Economics in the fall of 2019.
Okay. So, why did you choose UC Davis?
It was a city that was like, it's like all on the outskirts, but it still got Sacramento near, and San Francisco, mm-hmm. and Oakland around.
So, it was just the location? Well, what is it about the school?
Well, when I took a visit, it was a friendly campus, a lot of good resources, connections. The connection was really let me to go there. They have good partnerships with IBM, Google, Apple, some good companies.
So you're trying to build an empire?
Yes, I want to get into management business.
Okay. And you said, you know, you're going to this university, four-year university, to study economics?
Yes, sir.
So what you going to do? You going to minor in business, or you just going to take a lot of business classes?
Well, at UC Davis, economics is business.
Okay. That's what's up right there. So out of everything in the world that you could study, what was it about economics? He was like, yeah, this is it right here.
Is the career I want, management, that's what I'm about to study, so it was just like, that's what I'm about to study.
So what kind of global problems you looking to solve?
It's not much of global problems, it's more of like a management. It's just that economics is, UC Davis is business major.
Well, most of the people who come into a field of study, especially from a business perspective, they looking to solve a problem. So, you know, maybe it didn't come to you yet. You understand what I'm saying? But working in the world of business exists in a global economy. You see what I'm saying? So, there has to be, it will be something along your way, along your path, along your study, along your research, along those long hours of dedication and commitment to, you know, learning your craft, where you'll figure out what problem you want to solve. That's the reason why we got business. You see what I'm saying? This is why everybody out here is trying to handle their business. They're working for someone's vision. They bought into someone's vision, a determined idea, or, you know, just basically out of necessity to take care of their basic necessities, you know, initially. But it's always greater to go into a situation with a vision. You see what I'm saying? So with that vision, that motivating vision, you set yourself benchmarks along the way. You know, small goals for your larger goals. You know what I mean? So if you need to talk to some people and kind of get it together in your mind, or you just want to see and experience, whatever the case may be for you, young brother, just understand that, you know, the world of business revolves around either benefiting from problems or solving problems. So that's the global marketplace situation that you're in right now. And the greater understanding that you have of where you at, you can kind of orient your mind in regards to what some of the things you want to do. But I want to know about you. Who is Michael Harris Joy? You know, we heard where you're going to. We heard what you're going to study. You know what I'm saying? We know why you want to go there, but what's up with you? I want to hear about you.
Can you, like, ask, like, specific questions, please?
What was it like for you growing up? You know what I'm saying? What kind of things in your life, you know, some of the things that you dealt with? Because, you know, you've been, like, we're born here in situations where we got to learn how to deal with things. So, you know, how did you overcome some of these challenges and some of these, you know, situations right here?
Well, my mother was Hispanic, and we moved state to state. We lived in Georgia, Memphis, Tennessee, Reno, Nevada, Utah, Detroit. So it was just basically I'm moving when I was younger.
Yeah.
And we came back to San Diego. We came back to San Diego, we were homeless for some years. And then she got into the mission, the San Diego mission. And then they started to find a job and stuff. And then she was doing good. But then she got back on drugs. But then she lost it with CPS. And then I was in the system for like a few years. I got adopted when I was going into middle school. And I know that just all motivated me to do good in high school so I can make something of myself.
Mm. Yeah, you could have took that a lot of ways, young brother. You could have took these experiences that came to you, you know, with a lot of the moving around and things like that. As a reason not to set goals for yourself. You see what I'm saying? So you're already in a different kind of space than the average brother or sister walking around. You know, they most of us don't see outside of a 5-block radius. Some folks never even leave their neighborhood unless it's to go to school or something like that. To and from school, to and from work, or, you know, visiting family somewhere outside of their state. Their normal locale is that's the diameter of the world. You see what I'm saying? So early on in your life, you know, situations kind of pull you into a place to where you can see different perspectives, you know? So it's, to me, it's kind of shaping the vision for me to, you know, why you wanted to go into business. You see what I'm saying? Because you already was exposed to certain things, whether you acknowledged them openly or not. You already seen different cultures, you know, different spaces, because, you know, some of the places you name aren't exactly alike. To where you go from one place to the next place and you see the same things. You see what I'm saying? and you was presented with challenges already at a young age, and you found a way to overcome these challenges and use these challenges and obstacles that was put in your path as something that would continue to give you motivation, like you said, to achieve these goals. So yeah, that was very, very dynamic to sharing, you know, some of this background information. And, you know, my hope is that, you know, you continue on this path and you do what you got to do and inspire others to do so. I know you heard the show, you know, with your homie. You ain't tell me that was your homeboy. You know what I'm saying? Kymir. I didn't know y'all was homies and stuff, man. I had to hear through the grapevine, man. You holding out on me, Mike. That's the homie, right? Y'all going to be out there popping y'all collar later on and stuff?
Yeah, that's my brother.
Oh, man. So how important is... Like that kind of bond for you. You see what I'm saying? For you doing what you got to do.
You said that bond?
Yeah, with you and your brother.
It's very important because he knows what I've been through and I understand where he comes from. So it's like a connection. And we just, like, help each other stay on that straight path.
Mm.
Like, stay out of trouble, stay out of speed.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that definitely is something to where, you know, I wish I had more, you know what I'm saying, when I was young. I was around a lot of older people, and older people, you know, they don't let you act a certain kind of way around them. So, you know, older men, older brothers that could teach you something. But I was still running with, like, young knuckleheads, too. You see what I'm saying? So it kind of gave me a little balance. But, you know, I wish I would have had some more, you know, true folks that was kind of, like, focusing the way that you and Kymir is focused. You see what I'm saying? And how y'all keep each other, you know, on point and, you know, Y'all share things with each other that, you know, the world don't get to know. You know, I grow up with a lot of people, and by the time I turned your age, a lot of them was dead or in jail. You know what I mean? So a lot of those opportunities to be able to, you know, do a lot of things other than what the streets have called you to do in some cases, you know, kind of have you in a different kind of space. So it's, you know, good to have a support system, you know, some family, some people in your life who really care for you, that push you, that continue to keep you motivated, you know, to put their loving arms around you because you are, you know, the future. That's, you know, it sounds cliche, but it's like the truest statement ever for a black family. Yeah, our children are our future. You are our future, Mike. You know what I'm saying? You the hope of our generations. You the greatest from your bloodline. So, you know, despite the challenges, if you were not able to handle them and ascend, we wouldn't be talking today. So you definitely got some things in you that make you and define you to be who you are. But this greatness, you see what I'm saying? This is no continued greatness. So hearing you and hearing who you associated with, you know, family-wise, who you around and, you know, those life lessons that you learn and, you know, all of that wisdom that you get, you know, it'll help you on your path. Not to say that you're not going to make mistakes, because we make mistakes, you know, and we make mistakes sometimes on purpose. But the lessons you learn from those mistakes, just like from your successes, they come together and create a balanced you. You see what I'm saying? So you're not afraid to do what's necessary in order to get done what you need to get done. You hear me, Mike?
Yes, sir.
So let's talk some of your goals, man. Or this process. Well, let me see this. You got a full scholarship, right? You know, what was that process like? Like, what was that? You know, what kind of work you put in? And then we could go to the goals after that.
Basically, when 6th grade through 9th grade, I went to a charter school, a prep school, and they, like, ingrained values of, like, hard academics, studying, and getting the grades. So when I had switched to public school, it was, like, all easy for me because I already had, like, those values instilled into me. So I just kept on pushing. And then there was more opportunities when I went to public school because there's so much help in the school where we have like after school programs that help you get you tutoring and test prep, like SAT prep, ACT prep. So I joined a few of these programs down that track, and programs help your time so you can. So you can have something to do, but it's benefiting you. So the one program that I did is always kept it done. And every summer they take us to college. So we commute there for like 2 or 3 weeks, and we just like learned about the college life, and we take classes there. And also in the summer with the program, we do also more test prep and just like things to better us for studying, being a better person, community service, stuff like that. So it can be balanced out. That's what's really like set me to go to Davis, because if I would have never had none of that guidance, it would have never even happened.
So you said, what's some of your goals, you said?
The biggest goal, like, far up in the God, is managing NBA team. But goals that are, for me in the next few years, is to graduate college and to use my networks that I got in college to get a good job in the force that I like. But Davis, get connected with IBM or one of these big time companies like Apple, and get an internship while I'm in college. I can set up for after college and have a good job with these companies like that.
So you want to work in a management position, or you want to train managers? You know, what is some
management
of
position. And then the more goals is once I like out of college, once I settle down, come back to San Diego and like give back to the community and help with things that the community needs. And start, because my passion, I have a strong passion for basketball. So I want to come back and start an AAU team or, like, help out with my old coach's team to give back, because I know they put in the hours to help all of us that was on the team to keep us safe and, like, my head straight.
You ain't telling me you was a baller. You see, so you like Michael Jordan for real, in real life. You understand what I'm saying? You holding down on me, Mike? You ain't telling me you was a baller? How long you been balling?
Since eighth grade.
Yeah.
I started taking it serious.
Okay. So what's some of the things you learned from ball? We're going to have to get into some ball, some basketball detail. Because I coached basketball for like 15 years. While I was in the military, I coached basketball for like 15 years. We have to talk some basketball on here.
Yeah. We had senior year season was pretty good. We finished out at 500 flat, but we had, because our school is pretty good at football, so we went to state for football, but we didn't have, like, some of our starters. So the beginning of the season was kind of rough, but then after they came back, we went on an 8-win game win streak going into playoffs, and then we lost to a good North County team in the first round.
So from the 8th grade, what was this like? What was you like, 12, 13, something like that?
Yes.
So from 13 all the way to now, which is about 18, 19?
Yes, sir, 18.
So like 5 years hardcore basketball. Did you go to camps or you just play AAU in the summer? When you start playing AAU?
Start playing AAU sophomore year, junior year.
Alright. So what position did you play?
Guard. Guard wing. Play like off the triple threat a lot. That's my strong suit.
Mm-hmm. So you like shooting slash small forward?
Yeah, I can slash and I can shoot the mid range pretty good. Like I have a nice mid range. All
right.
And our coach, he instills defense to us, so everybody that was on my team plays defense, and we like aggressive defensive team.
Mm. Yeah. What's your basketball team?
My team?
Yeah, your professional, your NBA team.
I'm LeBron. I'm a LeBron fan.
You're a LeBron fan? That's a person.
Right now.
That's a person right there. That's a person.
I love LeBron.
You don't got no team? Come on, man. All these years of basketball, you don't have a basketball team?
Wherever LeBron's at.
Wow.
But right
I'm a little offended, yeah. Mike. I'm a little offended.
Right now, I'm supporting my our alumni from my high school. He's in the in the NBA Finals right now. He played for the Raptors, Norman Powell.
Okay.
Yeah, he's alumni to Lincoln. And he always comes back and gives back to the school. Have like little camp. Like this year, he supported us with our athletic packet with the jumpsuits, the backpack. Basketball dude, and even like the trips to LA, he always been a big help. So that's my guy, Norman.
So you're a LeBron fan?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Well, LeBron out of everybody?
Because growing up, he was just like the best. Growing up watching the Heat. It was him, Chris Bosh, and Dwayne. They were the best.
Mm. So is he better than Michael Jordan?
Now, my personal opinion on that is they're two different sizes. So I'm saying if you give Michael Jordan 6'8 ability and how much ever LeBron weighs, Michael Jordan is going to go even crazier. So it's like a back and forth, because if LeBron's 6'6, it would be a different ball game. So I don't think you can compare them, because they're not like the same. LeBron's small forward, Michael Jordan's guard.
That's 2 inches different. And Michael Jordan played small forward when he was on the Wizards.
That was after his career.
After he was like 50,000 years old?
Yeah. That was after he was just hooping.
He was still dunking on people. He went over and tried baseball for a little while, changed his jersey number and all kind of stuff.
Yeah, it would have been cool to see MJ in his era.
Yeah, that's what I grew up in that era. I never really been a Michael Jordan fan, but I respect his work ethic. And I could see the comparison between him and LeBron James based off of work ethic. You see them same type of work ethic. Like Dwayne Wade, he came in the league with that kind of work ethic. Kobe Bryant, he came in the league with that kind of work ethic. You know, some things is they're ingrained. It's a different kind of hunger. And, you know, Michael Jordan had to learn how to win. He had to learn how to win and learn how to take a loss and overcome it. You know? And some of those players I named, you know, like when Dwayne Wade came in the league, his second year, he was in the championship. It took Michael Jordan longer, you know, to win the championship. But once they won the championship, they ain't stopped winning. So it's, you know, certain kind of, you know, things that are there to take, you know, people who are professional players to that next level. Because a professional player and a championship player, or one person playing at a championship level, they're not the same people. It requires a different part of yourself to be able to do that. So, you know, you got to find that right mix, that right chemistry. You got to have a coach on the floor on the offense and a coach on the floor on defense, you know. So I'm glad that your coach is instilling, like, just, you know, like defense in there. You see what I'm saying? So, I'm a Pistons fan. I've been a Pistons fan since 1985 or something like that, 85, 86. And I know Detroit Pistons basketball, you know. So, I know when they're playing optimally and when they ain't, you know, because certain teams have a way and a success model for winning. And they got a success model for losing, if that makes sense. So Detroit messed around and stopped playing Detroit basketball, and they allowed a coach to come in and take them out of their team dynamic. So, you know, you win or you lose as a team, but you can give the game away if you're not playing your game and you start playing another game. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Were you a life? You grew up when the Bad Boys were playing?
Yes.
That's why you like the team? Joe Lambert and all them, Isaiah Thomas?
Yes. They was ferocious on the basketball court.
Yeah.
That was, you know, that was a time to be your best. In order for Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls to win, they had to figure out how to beat Detroit. It took them years to. You know, it took them years to. But once they won, wasn't nobody stopping them. They played and beat the best in order to be champion. So it's a mindset. It's a lifestyle. It takes discipline. It takes focus. It takes, you know, the ability to overcome, you know, challenges and disappointments. The only way you lose a game is if you actualize that experience as a loss and not as a lesson. That's a loss for me. That's a loss for me. That would be a loss for me if I was still a player. And it's definitely a loss for the team as a coach. If the team wins, that's on the team. If the team lost, it's on the coach. I got to take it back and contemplate what was going on. And especially if nobody learned anything. If nobody learned anything, you got to create a different environment. You got a conversation around it. And you have to be reminded who you're on the basketball court for. Each other. That's it. The fans don't matter. The scoreboard don't matter. How many seconds left in the game. Who you playing against. If something comes in between you and your team communicating and y'all playing optimally, it doesn't matter who you play, you're going to lose. And vice versa. If everybody's on it and everybody's doing what they're supposed to do, there's nobody that could beat y'all. So, you know, again, these are life lessons about the team that you have and those people that are around you, that surround you, that are on, you know, your team looking to win. So, basketball for me was, you know, a way to discover how to work with other people. And then as a coach, getting those other people to work together, you know, taking those strengths and enhancing them and taking these weaknesses and turning them into strengths.
Yeah, basketball always been a getaway for me, get away from everything that actually happened and that was happening in my life. So whenever times were hard, I would just go hoop.
Go hoop. Nothing else matters.
My competitiveness built it up as I got older. So I started taking it serious. Because I really started to fall in love with the game.
Let me find out you're out there dunking on people, Mike. You out there dunking on people?
Nah, I'm not going to lie. I don't dunk on people. but the MIDI is Hall of Fame. Contested or not, it's going in.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a super duper confidence booster right there. When you know you're playing at that level of the game to where it's fearless, you know, going to the rack, going to the cup, you know, penetrating, all of those things, they all matter in life. So, let me see. We got a caller calling in from the 619-619 going live with Michael Harris Jordan in the building.
Hi, this is Kyrie Wright, and I was just calling in just to ask Mike a question. That's my brother, man. So, the question that I want to ask is, Mike, like, what key qualities do you possess that you feel will catapult you to success, not only on the basketball court, but just in life? Like, what key qualities do you possess?
What qualities do I possess?
Yeah.
Qualities I possess, I feel like, is good communication, kindness, caring. I can lead. If I need to lead, I can leave. Just, I don't know, just being me, being caring, helping people. Just, that's it, really.
That's nice. Can you go, like, more into depth, like, on how these will catapult you to success? Like how is, like, Mike, like, what makes Mike, going to help you be successful? Like, give me, like, examples, if you can.
I feel like that can help me go to where I want to be in life, because if you're being good and you always do what's right and you do it the right way, everything will work out, because doing stuff the wrong way is not right, because that's just, like, God didn't tell me to do things wrong, because if I do it wrong, then there's going to be consequences doing it wrong, and if I think I'm going to be slick, it's not going to work, so I got to do things the right way. So if I'm helping people, being kind and stuff, everything will work out, because when you help people, you start networking with people. So that's how I'm seeing it, just being positive and stuff.
Yeah, bro, like, that's amazing. I just want you to know, like, as your brother, I'll support you, and I want to leave you with some wisdom that was just laid upon me, I think, yesterday. I was talking to people about how, like, I try to perfect everything, and a wise man told me, he said, mistakes aren't really mistakes. They're just you finding new ways not to do something. So I just don't want you to, like, think you always have to do things perfectly, because, like, mistakes come with life, you know, and, like, you just, like, being you, like, that's amazing. That's perfect in itself. So it's like, you being you with, like, all your mistakes, that's what makes you you, and, like, that's the beauty in it, you know, because, like, it shows that if you get everything right, you're not really putting any effort into it. So it's like, seeing you struggle, seeing you grind is gonna make it more beautiful when you succeed, you know. It's beauty in the struggle. And, like, me knowing you, like, on a personal level, like, I know you're gonna be great, because your struggle is beautiful, you know, so I just want to let you know, like, just keep striving, bro. You'll be amazing, I promise. Love you both.
Thanks, God. Thanks for the question.
Yeah.
Have a good prom.
Sure.
God, you hanging around, man. You going to be out there popping in college, too, later on, prom season?
I don't think he is.
Hello?
Yeah. You hear me?
I can hear you now. What'd you say?
I said you're going to be out there popping your collar, too?
Yes, sir.
You and Mike, you know what I'm saying? Y'all going to be out there.
Sir.
What y'all going to do? Y'all going to split the crown in half?
Yes, sir. He get one side, he get
the other. I ain't sure.
Rhyme Kings up in here, man. Hey, copy me. Keep it real, man. Is Mike Nice on the court, man, or he up here playing with me, man? Tell me the truth.
He nice, but ask him what I just did to him like 2 days ago.
Mike, what he do to you, Mike? He ain't do nothing.
He
he lied over here.
I let him shoot.
Oh, you let
Am
him
I
shoot?
A shooter?
No, he's not a shooter. I repeat, he's not a shooter.
Come on, bro. Come on, man. You have to move the shoes to my side of the closet. Don't try to play.
Oh, snap. God, man. Say it ain't so, God. You ain't a shooter, man.
Can't guard
him. He can't guard you?
No, sir. I promise you. He knows
he didn't believe that when he said it. I just always I don't know.
Okay. Oh, snap, there it goes. This is what I was looking for right there. Mike said, you ain't believe it yourself, Kai. You ain't believe it yourself, man.
I believe everything I say, wholeheartedly. If I wasn't hurt right now, I'll really go back, Mike. Tell him Merry Christmas. Sir. Again, I want to thank you, Warren, for just like the opportunity you gave me last time. It really has opened some doors for me. I got to network myself with tons of people, not only from like connections that you made, but for me talking about it, you know, like me being able to present myself on a platform like this. It gives people like the motive to invest in me. So thank you for this platform. Michael, use this platform, bro.
Yeah. You threw your ill alley-oop, you know what I'm saying? You said you're on dunk, but, you know, he gave you an opportunity to slam dunk over here.
Yeah, don't blow the layup, Mike.
That's a good one.
Snap, I got to see y'all hoop, man. I'm too old to be trying to hoop. I could look and clap from the sidelines, man. You know? And that's why they made me coach. They like, nah, man, you know the game better than you could ever play it. Go chill. So, yeah. I ain't about to get crossed up by them young G's, man. Y'all never let me live it down. Like, nah, man, look at 40. His knees hit together like, nah, man. Y'all mess around and make a whole little video. Like, look at 40. Knees banging together. anytime though, come here, you know what I'm saying? You welcome over here, you know, this is your home over here. You and Mike, you know what I'm saying? And anybody that's in y'all circle. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that's in y'all circle, you know what I mean? If y'all think y'all want an outlet, if y'all just want to come vibe one day, like, I don't have to be on nothing. Y'all can just come through and vibe. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, keep us, you know, updated on what's going on with y'all. You know what I'm saying? School-wise or just whatever. If you just want to vent, you can just come over here and vent. I listen to you, Mike.
Talk to him more about the Black Excellence graduation we have tomorrow. Like, tell him, like, more about that.
So we're in this it's this program, Alpha Phi, I think, that where they basically, we meet up every other week at school, and we talk about ways we can get to college, and they give us opportunities to do community service and also network. So school's finna end, we're finna graduate. So that we're having our graduation of the program.
Okay. That's what's up right there. So y'all gonna pledge some fraternity when y'all get to school? That's what I'm hearing. No? Y'all ain't with
it? Yes, sir. Hello?
I say, y'all gonna play some fraternity when y'all go to school? Y'all gonna get some Greek letters or something?
I'm gonna play Sigma.
Who said that?
You also.
Both of y'all gonna be Sigma?
Yes, sir.
What y'all know about some Sigma stuff? Hey.
The last class that graduated from my high school, he goes to Davis, and he was basically like another role why I wanted to go to Davis. So he just told me like the good things about Davis and how being a Black young man and having a diploma from Davis for college, it looks so better. And he plays Stigma, and I see the things that they have done for him, so that's another reason why I want to play to get those opportunities.
So both of y'all gonna be Sigma, huh? That's interesting. One of the greatest black men that I ever had the opportunity to do some research on and learn about, his name is Kwame Nkrumah. You ever heard of him?
No, sir.
Nope.
No, sir.
Man, he was a Sigma.
We just need to do our research more about Sigmas, Mike.
Hey, he was this, you know, he came from this place, this continent called Africa, and he came to America for college.
Yes, sir.
And in him coming to college in Pennsylvania, he got a chance to see the struggle of the Africans here in America, black people in America, the civil rights movement. And he said that enthralled him to go back to what's now called Ghana and be a catalyst for change on the Gold Coast, Ghana. So coming here to America and going through some of the things and having this experience over here propelled him to do the work that he was able to do in Ghana. And he was sick. So think about that. Think about what you can do with what you've been given. So, you know, you got this opportunity to do so many things and to tap into some of these networks and, you know, glean from these experiences. Just know you got a duty and responsibility to your people. Both of y'all do. You know, not that y'all not going to forget that. You see what I'm saying? Your family ain't going to let you forget that. But, you know, just understanding there's a responsibility to someone who look like you that's younger than you, that's coming up the way that you coming up. So you got to reach back that rope and help pull them up.
Yeah.
So y'all getting busy over here. It's prom night, man. What y'all, you know, what's the prom plans right now? You know what I'm saying? What's it looking like? Prom like, you know what I'm saying? What that outfit looking like, man? Y'all gonna tell us?
That's clothes.
Oh, that's cold.
Classified information.
That's dirty, man. The Graham gonna know before your brother know. I'm a little offended. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna be out there, you know, giving it up for the Graham. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna give it up for the fam. The Graham bigger than the
first
fam? I wait my turn. You know what I'm saying? I wait my turn. Have my hand on my heart, like, look at my young G's out here. Get it. You know? I'll be proud.
Yes, sir. You follow Kai on Instagram?
Kai, he too good for me, man. You know, he too good for me. You know? He too good for me.
Nah.
So good.
So I love Mr. Moore.
Yeah, I know. I wait my turn, you know what I'm saying, like everybody else playing, you know?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Chanel, she gonna make sure I get the chance to see y'all looking royal. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Looking royal going out there, stepping out. You know? Mike said he got 10 dates to the prom, man. Kai, you better step your game up, Jay. I don't know what you got going on, man. Mike said he got the best prom.
He can have it. Because I let him.
The
tuxedo jacket is different, Mr. Moore. I'm going to let you know that now.
Mm. What they say on the West Coast? Is it filthy?
It's filthy.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it, man. It's a nice celebration. Mm.
It's what, Kai?
It's so filthy, I nicknamed it pollution.
Wow.
That's real ism. That's that poetry talk.
That's that poetry talk right there, ism. Mike, you do some poetry too? You got some flows?
Nah, that's Kai.
That's
Kai. Hey, Kai, can I hear some poetry?
You want to hear some poetry?
Yeah, right now.
Like just off the top spoken word?
Off the top? Yeah.
I got you right now. All right. It's off the top, too. So don't try to get me. I got you right now. All right. Time tonight. We walking in, mom's crying. All the females eyeing. And I ain't lying. I got the hottest fit. Kept my finger open. Don't need no first aid kit because I'm dripping. Juice is the only thing I'm sipping because alcohol is not the right way. I don't know why Mike said he was good at basketball. No, he don't got no fadeaway.
Wow.
He got good hair, but when he gets older, it's going to start to fade away. Then tomorrow we got church. Everybody going to be saying, ooh, looking at all the merch. I don't know. Just know my pants is Tory Burch. Y'all know about Tory Burch. Y'all know about Tory Burch.
Boo. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done now.
Drops the mic, walks off the stage.
Mike don't even know what Tory Burch is.
You don't know what Tory Burch is.
I wouldn't have said it if I didn't know.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Got an impromptu pre-verse. You know what I'm saying? Prom night. Kai and Mike. Said he can't fade away, but his good hair gonna fade away. That's quotable right there.
Ow, that was not
quotable. Oh man.
Hey Mr. Moore.
Yeah.
Can me and Mike combine our interviews? So I got a lot more to say.
Yeah.
All right. So, hey, Mike, we can just shoot it off at the same time. Like, I'll say a topic, Mike, and, like, we just both answer. So, like, Mike, what's your purpose for going to college?
A mentor is telling me that the only way a black man can make it if he furthers himself in his education.
Yeah, that's beautiful. My purpose for going to college is to just like try to turn every stone, like really try to find myself, my identity, you know, because you never know who you truly are until you go through a trial and error phase. And I feel like I'm coming up to my trial and error phase, you know, when I leave the nest. And I try new things. I see what I don't like. I see what I do like. You know, I support. You know, or you know, say for example, I know I don't like something, but I give it a try, and I don't like it. You know, it's like I'm just, you know, making what I'm saying reality. You know, like truth. So it's just like I'm going to college not only to better my education, but to find myself within education and find myself within like the real world. So I feel like that's really important as well because they said the memories you make in college, those memories that's going to last with you forever, you know? And not saying that I'm going to college just to, like, party and make memories and stuff, but I'm also going for education, but it's just like
that's an experience you'll never get back, Mike. So it's like, we best friends now, but, you know, when you go out to college, it's like, bro, make the best out of it. You know, like, don't make it school, 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 even though it really is about school, school. Just, like, venture out, you know, like, try new things, expand your horizons, you know, network yourself. You might find yourself networking yourself with somebody you never thought in a million years you'll even be talking to, you know? But you guys have, you know, like, you guys are common. You guys have a common interest, you know? So it's just like, never close off a group of people, or never close yourself off from, like, people that you feel like aren't like you or won't get you or they're not good enough. I'm not saying that she'll say they're not good enough for you, but, like, people that aren't on your popularity scale, you know, if they're under you or above you, you know, like, never be scared to communicate, you know, talk to, you know, approach, you know, because being shy isn't going to get you where you need to be. You know, you have to be upfront. You have to be verbal. You have to speak what you want into existence, you know. So, and I'm not just talking about, oh, I want to be great in the mirror. I'm talking about you need to express to people that are in great positions that you want to be great, even as great as them or even greater, you know. So just remember that. And something else I want to ask you, besides education, what do you want to get out of college? I know college is a big thing for you.
Networking, really.
You said what?
Networking with others.
Networking with others, okay. You know, like I said before, for me, looking forward to college for like the next 4 to 6 to 8 years. I'm looking forward to, like, finding myself, you know, expanding my horizon even further, you know, and making lifelong friends with people I wouldn't even see myself right now even, like, hanging out with, yet alone, you know, being best friends with them or hanging out with them on a day-to-day basis. I just really just want to, like, discover who I truly am, you know, like, past the surface level, you know, go deeper, deeper, deeper. I really want to, like, truly figure out who Kymir is, and I encourage you to really figure out who Michael is, you know, because at the end of the day, that's what matters, you know, that you can't have total peace with yourself unless you know who you are, you know. You can't plan a perfect plan, you know, like, to be perfect. You can't plan a perfect plan if you don't know who you are to plan that plan around, you know. So it's like, say, for example, you're an outgoing person, but your plan requires you to be shallow. You can't do that, you know? Like, deep down, you got to really find out who you are so you can really plan that perfect plan so that things can go to according to how the plan is, you know? So I really encourage you to, like, you know, like, I'm not saying that you're in the shell, but, like, you're at your surface level. Go deeper. Like, I encourage you to go deeper these next 4, 6 to 8 years in college, you know? Like, don't leave anything for question. Don't leave anything unchecked. I'm not saying go be crazy, but I'm saying, like, find out who you are, you know? And I know how I keep saying to you, like, find out who I am. But, like, really, we really don't know who we are. You know, we're barely on the brink of, we're barely, like, touching anything about who we are, you know? We only have 18 years in this world. God forbid we leave today, you know? It's like, you have all this time. Use it wisely, you know, because remember what Granny was telling us the other day. The most precious thing in the world is time, you know, because you can never get it back. So it's like, use your time wisely. Go deeper. Like, use every day as motivation to, like, figure out who you are, you know, create change, you know. Like, better yourself, because you can't help better others until you better yourself, you know, or you're just, like, you're starting a timer for your own chaos, your own destruction, you know, because you're not doing it with your full heart. So I want you to, you can't do things with your full heart. You can't become educated with your full heart unless you find yourself. So I encourage you to find yourself, you know. And my last question is, no, I got two more questions. The last was a funny one. My last question before my funny question is, if college didn't work out, what would you see yourself doing?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, if you were not able to go to college, what's your backup plan?
Like, if I was able to go to Davis or just college in general?
To Davis.
Well, if I couldn't go to Davis after the season, some JUCOs in Division II hit me up about coming. So that was my backup plan. Go to this school called Golden West in Huntington Beach. That was my backup plan, just in case anything happened. That's it, really. I already talked to all the coaches and stuff and about my situation, so it seemed like they helped me.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I just feel like you need to plan more around, like, you know, just because you're great. Like, everything about you is great, you know, and I don't want you to short yourself. I feel like, bro, live your life, you know. Like, when you go out to Davis, bro, like, I'm not going to say, like, you got to live in the present, you know. Like, plan for the future, but live in the present, you know. Like, don't plan according to, if that makes sense. Don't try to, I got plan B just in case, like, if this is the worst thing that happens, you know, like, live your life, you know, because you're an amazing person and amazing things will happen to you, you know. You being my brother is a blessing in itself, you know. I just want you to continue to be happy, continue to be free, and just continue to, like, just, like, enjoy life each and every day because, remember, I told you about that time thing. You never get it back, you know. And I really want you to enjoy it. And just be amazing, bro. I love you, bro. But my last question is, be honest. I want you to be honest, you know, because I know I've been asking some tough questions. Do you honestly think you could beat me in a one-on-one?
I have done it before, so yes.
To 100.
200, yeah.
We'll be the score. Be honest.
100 to 85.
Wow. Me, I'm up, right?
Huh?
I will win, right? 100 to 85.
9 million years.
All right, Mr. Bourne. I think I warmed him up a little bit. A little depressing.
That's what I'm talking about right there. For both of y'all, a question for the listening audience and the people that will view these archives, you know, is there some kind of way that we can help y'all financially? You see what I'm saying? What are some of the things that folks could do if they can't help financially? What's some of the things that they could do? Like, what could they offer y'all? You see what I'm saying? So take some time and kind of lay out, you know, how we can help y'all be successful, you know, because it's really a village over here. You see what I'm saying? You never know who's listening and who is able to be in a position to do what. So I want both of y'all to take the opportunity to, you know, address the audience and people that's going to view these archives. You see what I'm saying? About some of the things that y'all need. You see what I'm saying? Some of the challenges that present themselves to y'all and how people can help.
Yes, sir. First off, I want to thank you, and I want to thank anybody who's taking their time out of their day to listen to us talk. And I feel like, for me, I'm not speaking for Michael, but for me, I feel like the best way that you can support me, Kymir Height, is through just believing in me and supporting the movement. You know, like, that doesn't have to be by financial gain, but it could just be by, like, you got, like, my movement is to spread peace, love, and positivity through not only just my community and communities like mine, but throughout the world. So it's just like, if you didn't notice, you just being kind, you know, and just if you see, like, somebody in need, helping them out, that's supporting my movement, you know, spreading peace, love, and positivity. It's like people are supposed to do that on a day-to-day basis, you know. So it's, you guys are honestly supporting me each and every day, you know, and I want to thank you guys for that. But just, like, really, really continue to do it with a purpose, you know. Like, this is a movement that I want to spread across the globe, not just nationally, across the globe, that, you know, peace, love, and positivity, those are the key factors in just peace, you know. Like, those are that's the combination that can end all world wars. I know I'm not supposed to talk on stuff like that, but just like stuff like that, like if you instill peace, love, and positivity in each and every person, there would be no desire for revenge, which in all world, like, you know, end world wars, you know, world peace. So it's like, I know it's kind of far-fetched, like, oh, this kid's trying to go from this community, like, invoke world peace, you know, into the world. But it's just like, by you guys being kind, you guys supporting my movement much more than any financial gain can do. So just continue to just, like, support me and just, like, believe in me and believe in just, like, peace, love, and positivity. So I feel like that's the main focus, you know. A dollar is good, you know, because a dollar gives people to look, you know, but we don't always have to have people looking because I feel like the most powerful things happen behind closed doors. So just continue to just be nice, be kind, be loving, you know, and any broken relationships, mend those, fix everything, bro, because we only have a certain amount of time on this earth. So it's just, you got to use it wisely. We don't get time back. So it's like, do you really want to be that person who says something, who it ends off on the wrong foot? You know, like, I'm not trying to, like, venture off, but the main way you can support Kyler Height and the peace and love and positivity movement is by displaying peace, love, and positivity. So I just hope you guys get that.
And for me, I feel like the ways you guys can help me is the same, like, elaborate what Kyler said. Believe in me. Support me. And if you need, like, if we can network with people, the people that are listening today, I would say, like, just take down my email. And if you have, like, not jobs, but, like, networking, yeah, and just networking, like, by connecting with you, contacting with people, anyone that wants to be in contact, that would be another way to help, too. Like, to give me, like, another voice to hear from in another way of guidance.
All right, so as y'all prepare for college, right, seniors, let the people know some of the things that you need in order to go to college. What some of the things that you need? I need y'all to be, like, transparent. I know y'all got a list, so give the people the list and, you know, let the people, you know, decide with their heart what they want to do. You see what I'm saying? And if there's people that's listening that want to make donations, where can they send donations? Where can they send their love offerings? All of that. You understand what I'm saying? So whatever it is, y'all got to give the people the information that they need in order for them to help you, you know? I know y'all have been around some big mamas who said, closed mouth don't get fed, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I need y'all to use, you know, those networking skills and that creative marketing mind and paint a picture for the people that's listening. You understand what I'm saying? I need them to know how they can help you outside of existential.
So, like, as in our numbers, or?
Yeah, numbers, whatever I'm saying, like, whatever you need. You understand what I'm saying? Whatever you need. If there's a list of stuff or whatever, let the people know. So that way people, they can hear and they can respond appropriately.
So, first off, college books are not cheap. So I actually have a link where you can donate me money for college. One of my mentors, Ms. Chanel Johnson, had created it for me. And it would just be amazing if you guys could donate some money to help, like, pay for my book and just, like, everyday expenses, you know, because college is, you know, for low-income people. I'm not, like, saying, like, that we can't get it done, but it'll be easier if we have the support of just wonderful people like you guys on the line or people just listening, you know, if you're not listening today, but you're listening tomorrow, just have a link. My name's Kymir Height. I'm on Facebook under Kymir Carter Height. Kymir is spelled K-Y-I-M-E-I-R-E, then Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, then Height, H-I-T-E. So if you guys can, it'll be a tremendous honor and a blessing, an unimaginable blessing if you guys could, you know, donate me some money to just, like, pay for my everyday expenses, you know, getting ready for college, getting a feel for it. And, you know, money isn't always good, but if you're using money for a good cause or a good situation, I feel like it has positive outcomes. So, again, in advance, I want to thank you guys. I want to thank Mr. Bourne as well just for putting me on this platform again so I can talk to people like you guys and just and if you guys ever have any questions about my movement or my causes or just what I want to do in life, you can message me and ask me directly from my personal phone number, and we can get in contact that way, or you can contact my mentor, Michelle Johnson, and get in contact with me there, or you can contact Mr. Bourne and get in contact with me there. So just thank you in advance. Peace, love, and positivity.
I'll elaborate on what Kai said. And about that, and mostly just expenses that I need help with is the transportation for when I get to college, the book fees, and just like college expenses. For me, if you would like to do any of these things, you can find me on Instagram with my username is MHarrisJordan. If you want to get in contact with me, my number is 1518-360-5158, and you can ask some more for my information if you want to further the process. And that's just really it, just college expenses for like book fees, transportation for when I get to Davis, and money for food, and for clothes. That's pretty much it.
All right. So, in the family that's listening, y'all see and hear these two amazing young brothers that are out here making a difference. We got a global movement, you know, looking to save the world. You see what I'm saying? So we got to put our arms around them as a community and, you know, see what could be done before y'all information to some of the organizations and people that I know to see, you know, how and where they can help, you know. So we'll be in tune. So I'll be able to let y'all know, you know, what's going on and things like that. So I know Ms. Chanel's creating a fund for you, Michael, as well, just like with Kymir. So, you know, we're going to spread that around to some people and to some organizations to see, you know, where they can help and how they can help, and, you know, however that case, you know, can be. So definitely want to be a resource to help y'all continue on your goals, your aims and objectives, and to see y'all successful. You understand what I'm saying? Because I know in turn, y'all going to continue to help others along the way. You see what I'm saying? Every person that y'all come in contact with along this journey that they're going to be made better from y'all in action. You see what I'm saying? So that spirit of service, that spirit of community service, that spirit of community outreach, that spirit of peace, love, and positivity that y'all got together, combined, you see what I'm saying? And, you know, y'all work ethic. It's amazing. You know what I mean? I ain't see y'all basketball game yet, so it can still just be like a little, you know, imaginative. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, until I see a little film, a little something out there, you know, it still might just
be. If you follow me on Instagram, you can see my highlights.
Okay. You could have doctored that joint up. You know, y'all got skills like that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all tech savvy nowadays, you know. You could have took somebody highlight film and put your head on the joint. Like, oh, he got skills. I'm like, that ain't even him. You know what I'm saying? That's the other Michael Jordan. No, I'm going to check it out, man. I'm going to check it out. Y'all got anything y'all want to say? Any last things y'all want to say before we get up out of here? Any shout outs, any acknowledgments, any words of wisdom, words of empowerment? Y'all final message before y'all go get ready to be the stunt champions out there tonight. You know what I'm saying? Prom night.
I want to say thank you to Kai's family and the church that Kai introduced me to. And to one of our brother mentors, Zeke, I want to say thank you to all y'all for guiding me and helping me out through the times I've been through. So thank you.
First off, I want to give a special shout out to my mom, you know, because we're being technical. I couldn't be here without her. So just thank you for just giving me life, you know, breathing life into me. Thank you for you, Mr. Bourne, for, like, just being amazing, you know, and, like, setting this platform for people like me and people like Mike just to come and speak on, like, certain issues. Thank you to my mentor, Ms. Chanel. Thank you to my family. Thank you to my church. And thank you to my community for, like, you know, making me to dive in the rough, you know, because I feel like we need this, you know, we need me, you know, not to be self-centered, but we need people like me that are willing to, like, fight for causes like such as this, you know. So just thank you for my community. Thank you for my situation. I just want to thank God. I just want to thank my Mike for being my brother, you know, like my brother in arms, you know, and never, like, giving up on me, because loyalty is really important to me. So I just want to thank you for, like, just being amazing, bro. I wish, like, nothing but the best for you, bro.
I heard through the grapevine that y'all had got beat on the basketball court by some 60-year-olds. Is that true? Is that facts?
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Is that facts or cap?
Cap. Hey, Mike.
It's only cap because Kai got busted on the basketball court by a 60-year-old, and it was our pastor.
Don't try to play. Hey, Mr. Moore, he got busted by a 70-year-old named You Good.
And he almost got dunked on by a 60-year-old.
No. Hey, ask him who won that 1-on-1 game that day, though. Oh, all right, he got caught.
The Lord is the winner of all battles.
I busted him.
Oh, snap. That's what's up.
Mr. Bourne, we got to get some 1-on-1s when we see you there, too.
Oh, man, I don't want no problems with none of y'all, boy. 18, 19 years old? Nah, man. I'll be out there in the wheelchair trying to, with an oxygen tank trying to keep up with y'all. Yeah. I'm good. Y'all ain't about to embarrass me. Have me on the gram looking crazy.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, love to y'all, man. Hey, be safe tonight out here, out there, you know, in prime season. You know what I'm saying? It's prime season for mischief. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Mischief. You know.
Yes, sir.
Be on point, man, and make sure y'all take care of each other, man, and y'all friends and y'all loved ones out there, man. You know, everybody, you know, in the spirit of celebration, you see what I'm saying? You still got to be focused and aware of your surroundings. You know what I mean? Because everybody ain't celebrating. You know?
Yes, sir.
So make sure y'all be covered and have y'all armor on out there. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all walking out there in them spaces and places. And love to both of y'all. Y'all can come back anytime. You know what I'm saying? Whenever y'all want to come through, man, and just, you know, holler and just let me know. You know what I'm saying? And I have y'all on, and you know, continue to stay encouraged, man. Stay focused and motivated, man.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. Yes. Have a nice day.
Y'all too, man. Y'all stay
yes,
blessed,
sir,
man.
As well.
All right, fam, we're about to get up out of here. Shout out to my brother, Michael Harris Jordan, and Kamiya Hype coming in here. We got two for the price of one today. Magnificent exchange of ideas, perspectives, you know, heart, passion, and compassion. Peace, love, and positivity. See what I'm saying? So these young brothers is amazing. So thanks to the Warrior Compliment. Missionaire for coming through and sharing, you know, the fam with us. And so many amazing, amazing gifts have transpired through this collaboration. So if you like what you heard, just subscribe to the show, www.lawtalkradio.com/DoNowRadio. That's DoTHAKNOWLEDGERADIO. Check us out at our hub site, e-commerce site, DoKnowledgeRadio.com. If you're looking to be a guest, email us at DoKnowledgeRadio@gmail.com. You can follow the show on Twitter, at Knowledge115 on Twitter, and on Instagram, Knowledge1357. And check us out tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? We got the God party right here with the God body, man. 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know? Born day tomorrow. Gemini season in full effect. Champ season in full effect. So y'all come through. Holler at your brother, man. And we'll be on 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, yeah. Gonna get up out of here. Peace, love, black power. See y'all tomorrow. 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Ocean views, small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the fuel. I talk shit, but she know it's true. Ocean views, small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the fuel. I talk shit, but she know it's true. Blessings, bitches in my section. Yo, with all this money, I'm obsessive. Weapons, turning off y'all extras. Turning off this bullshit direction. Turning up my grind, waking up to more pressure. But it's all in your mind, so I never feel pressure. Know it's all in due time, now I'm running stacking like Tetris. Hustle hard as my message, then double back and get extra. Know I fast when I catch it. Yellow bone, white Lexus, all black tint, two white cups, fat gold chain, Sprite Texas. I'm just young and I'm reckless, I'm just on for my section. I'm just out here on top speed with my top down and I'm revving. I don't know about hell, I don't know about heaven. All I know is about right now and this lifestyle is interesting.
Ice down in my session, I just write down his confessions. Niggas died and got life around me, I guess that I'm an exception. Bless ocean views, small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the few. I talk shit, but she know it's true. Ocean views, small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the few. I talk shit, but she know it's true. Look, I'm in these streets with my chewing on. And my bands with my music on. Old friends like what you and all. Shit, I've been on my grind, I ain't usually home. Focused, I ain't using phones. Lately, I've been using songs to get my point across. Why niggas round me lose it all? But that's your point of toss. I guess I always knew the ball. And as this world revolves, I'm cracking cause I do my job. Look, from fucking hood rats to fucking stars. Spending all cash to sliding cards. It's the definition of living large. Smoking top flight in the biggest cars. Told you, whoa, eight, this shit was ours. Getting this cake, yeah, nigga, then getting more. Look at this world, young nigga, this really yours. Nigga, this really mine. My niggas is really poor. Them buildings is really high. Them cars is really poor. And all I see is ocean views. Small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the few. I talk shit, but she know it's true. Ocean views, small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the few. I talk shit, but she know it's true. Yeah, early morning off that flight though. We gon' go hard and get right, bro. It seems simple, that's not life though. 10 years later, I'm alright though. Look, these niggas act like they don't like though. They be mad cause niggas shine bright though. Which way tonight go? I got my yo right, plus the right though. I mean it's legal, pay taxes to them white folks. My procedure, stay cracking till my life glow. And when I die, blue rag around my bright folk. 100,000 in my coffin, that's just light though. Play a Stevie Wonder song, smoke some flight bro. Crack a pint of act, then pour it in some Sprite bro. Until that day, I'm walking toward what's in my sight though. Cause all I see is ocean views. Small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the few. I talk shit, but she know it's true.